The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. Professor Diane Manica is here from the Department of Education.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. I noticed I've been kind of obsessing over your iPhone case here. That's your iPhone case. It's nice and leathery and
yes.
It's very dignified.
I can fit two business cards.
Genuine imitation leatherette.
Leather. Leather.
It's not leather.
It's a nice one.
Leather. Yeah, it is. It's nice.
They have
How many
in...
Naugas were killed to make that?
I have no idea. Virgin. I'm not. You count. I'm not.
Virgin Naugas.
And they also have it in like a nice brown leather.
Oh, light very brown. Cool. Very cool. I've seen enough bejeweled ones to know.
I'm bejeweled.
She is a rhinestone person in other ways.
Yes, not
that's
on my
exactly
phone.
Right. Professor Jim Tubbs is here from Religious Studies.
Howdy.
How are you doing?
Good. Good.
There's something about you in vertical stripes, Jim. I'm noticing it. There's
prison.
there's a pattern in your shorts.
Yes, it's just recollecting prison.
Was not expecting that response.
I don't wear baggy pants droopy pants to do that. So I wear.
We're just thankful you do wear
stripes.
Pants.
Yes, that is true.
That's right.
We are
That's
thankful
right.
you wear.
Wasn't
pants.
There a picture
around
of him?
Yes.
Be careful with
ball of
wax. Oh, yeah, inside the table.
Somehow, after all of those comments, Professor Stephanie Conant came back for a second show from the Department of Biology.
It was a miracle.
Nice to be back.
Nice to be back. Glad to have you here. How are things going in biology, Stephanie?
Crazy.
It's advising time, right?
So, this is just begging week.
Oh, that's true.
Advising was last week.
That's
this
right.
This is begging to get signed into your class week.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Rhyme jar is out, right?
Yeah, all those sections are closed. Please sign me in.
Oh, jeez. Unbelievable. I'll tell you a story about that later, but not on the air. Probably shouldn't even have brought anything up. Professor Kendra Evans is here from Chemistry and Biochemistry.
Hi there.
Anybody begging to get into your sections for the fall?
No. They're all freshman courses.
Oh.
So they haven't shown up yet at
not,
the door.
Oh, yes.
It'll happen the first week of class.
Yep.
So they'll be begging
yet.
To get out eventually.
Sooner or later. Yes, that is true. Professor Dan Maggio is here for this show. You were looking just a neatsy bit grumpy there.
Charlie Brown's here.
Hi, Matt.
I don't know why, but you're really funny.
Well,
oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
That is not true.
Has it been a long week, Dan?
It has. Actually, it's been a very long week.
Yes, it's been a long week for me too, so that's my excuse. How are the Legos doing?
Legos doing fine, probably.
Okay.
No, work is good. I'm swamped. And
sure.
Traveling a lot, so
yeah.
Travel will kind of wear you down.
We're not going to see you in a couple weeks or something like that. Did you say you were going to travel or something?
I was
up,
planning on going to Toronto, but now I'm not. So I'll be back.
All right.
Yay.
And I will be here because that weekend, that Friday, is the Friday that Edwin is going to be here. So
that's great.
Mike
that's
right.
Absolutely.
Just to be here.
Wow, that's very nice. That's very
it's
nice.
Standing room only.
It's going to be packed.
Yes. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Professor Dave Chow is here from the College for Creative Studies.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Thanks for bringing the markers.
Yep. I'm not bringing any sewer stories this week, so
that's
all good.
That's
so.
Also good. Yep,
that's
absolutely.
Very good.
Oh, thank goodness.
We'll be moving on into the world of being able to send you all a autographed photograph very soon. But maybe next year, the photographed autograph, you know, that might also happen. We'll see what moves us when the fall arrives. Sitting next to you, of course, because all you need to do is turn your head slightly to the right, is to see Professor Jason Roach of the Department of Communication Studies. Most recently program reviewed. Everything looked good.
Everything's good. That's good to hear.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And, you know, a student, of course, we know in common, Lexi Kanja, is going to be doing her honors thesis soon, so that's pretty cool.
That's right.
Yeah, honors defense was a big deal.
It's got words in there that I don't even know.
That's the best kind of defense. Best defense is a good offense, using good words. And, of course, last but most certainly not least, I can see he's got his old English D out on his iPhone, so I'm sure he is crying already to hear about Bruce Rondone's Tommy John surgery.
Yep.
It's Professor Chuck Hokett.
Yep. Hold up the truck.
Man, was there some weird stuff at the Tigers game versus the Nationals. The Nationals had a drone fixed with an HD camera so they could take promotional pictures during the game, and this robot's flying around the game in three-dimensional space. It was so odd. Check it out online. It's cool.
I wish it had gotten hit with a baseball.
That would have been exciting.
That would have been good.
Knock a drone out of the air.
Exactly. Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything, even remotely controlled non-piloted aircraft. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win one of our prizes, too. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can fax the profs at 313-993-1166 or send the questions USPS to the College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. We have a set of mystery questions, all involving music trivia from the 1970s. In keeping with the spirit of Ask the Professor, 80% is passing. Good luck. Rock on. We'll say these were submitted by listener A-Dub. Let's see if that rings any bells. Number one, what is KISS member, or KISS frontman, I'd say, Gene Simmons' real name?
Oh boy.
He's Jewish.
Matthew.
Yes, he is.
David.
It isn't. It's not Matthew. It's
Saul.
Not David.
No, it's...
His initials are C.W.
Charles.
Not Charles. It's a Chris. Very Jewish-sounding first name.
Chaim.
Chaim is what it is, right. Yes. Remember what his last name is.
Wisniewski or something like that?
Let's just say that if Professor Conan has even one more student come to her office asking to override them into her class, she might get scared out of her
wits.
Is his last name.
Oh, Chaim
Wits.
Chaim
Wits. I just get mad. Don't get scared.
Okay. I just
I saw the episode of the television show where they went to Israel and
oh yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Who was the person who wrote James Taylor's number one hit, "You've Got a Friend"?
Carly Simon.
Carole King.
Carole King.
Yeah, the
Carole
other
King.
One that's not Carly.
Right. Yeah. I love the Saturday Night Live takeoff on that.
That's right.
The other one.
It's kind of interesting how those things all start to flow together, especially from the 70s. I know, you know, born in the 70s. Billy Joel's Piano Man begins with the line...
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday?
Yes. At which popular Detroit venue is this song always played at 9 o'clock on a Saturday night?
Is there a piano bar?
Piano bar?
Nope.
Joe Louis Arena?
Joe Louis Arena is the correct one. The Red Wings have a home game. Yes. Soon to be the something other arena.
Demolished lot on the riverfront.
Yes, exactly. Very sad to see in the news this week, kind of buried news story, that after the Wings leave, the lease says that nothing else can be done with Joe Louis till it's knocked down. That's kind of sad.
They kept the Silver Dome around for how many years? It's collecting dust.
Yeah. They're selling bits.
It's going to become the world's largest bird bath.
Well, for the last year and a half, it's been a bird bath.
Yeah, that's right. In what year did the Beatles break up? Remember about what decade?
79? I mean, 69.
70.
74. It says 1970 here. I'm afraid I wouldn't know, and again...
Where's Beth when we need her?
Beth.
Yeah, exactly. Beth would know.
Peace Train and Moon Shadow are hit songs by...
Cat Stevens.
Nice.
I am being followed by a moon shadow.
I was
going to
say, Frank Zappa.
Nice.
What do they look like?
Professor Tubbs. Rock out.
Must be the shirt.
When asked to join Fleetwood Mac... Who did Lindsey Buckingham insist on bringing with him?
Stevie Nicks.
That is right.
Smart move.
Yes, very smart move.
I remember some radio show had a contest where you had to identify as a Stevie Nicks or a goat.
As in the singing voice.
Yeah. Oh.
It's kind of sad, but there's some good music.
No, she had that wonderful husky, buzzy voice.
Mm. Husky, very what a lovely term for a woman's voice.
Husky, buzzy.
Husky, buzzy.
Well, Marlene Dietrich did, too.
Yeah, B. Arthur, too.
She didn't
sing,
thank
God. She sang
in
the Star Wars Holiday Special.
She did sing in some episodes.
Oh, yeah.
She definitely had that one where she went to the bar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Miley Montana has a husky voice, too.
Miley Montana. She does. Name three of the four tracks on Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon that have one-word titles.
Money. Help me out, people.
I'm helping. Stay silent.
Something that we do every few seconds.
Breathe.
Something that happens very rarely where heavenly bodies get in the way of each other.
Eclipse.
And
that's
I did
three
mention.
Three out of four.
That's three out of four. Right. Yep, that's right. The last one is time.
Oh. Oh, I was going to
breathe,
say
time, like, money, yeah. Eclipse. Right. Sure. Before his role as Genesis's vocalist, Phil Collins joined the band to play...
Drums.
Drums, absolutely.
Our kickball team was named Phil Collins.
Cool.
Yeah. And then that's all we played in the dugout. The
whole I love that.
And then we were Neil Simon. And then, yeah.
I know I will appeal to Professor Evans when I mention that when Phil Collins' song from the Tarzan Disney movie beat the South Park song for the Oscar, that they made fun of him horribly in the following episodes, including the kids going to sled down Phil Collins' hill, which was just a hill that looked like his bald head. And they were, you remember this?
I always wonder why they picked on Phil.
I gotta find out what season. This probably
but I heard
before
that he's coming back.
Yeah,
that's right. He had some kind of like severe depression because people didn't think of him as a rock star anymore. They thought of him as a soft rock guy.
Right.
His identity was
something like
that.
Genesis didn't take off like he thought it was going
to. Animal, who everybody knows is the Muppets drummer, is inspired by which real life drummer?
Wow, it's not the guy from the Beatles.
No, the guy who died.
Guy who died.
I thought you guys would know this one.
It's not Buddy Rich.
Oh. Talking about the 70s here.
Yeah.
It's not the guy from Rush.
Nope. I mean, Animal is kind of all over the place, right? Yeah, this guy was a sloppy slash, you know, hard rocking, White Stripes kind of, before the White Stripes drummer.
Peter Chris from Kiss?
Nope.
The Catman?
Do you guys know who the Who's drummer is?
I don't.
Stephanie was right. I think he died recently. Yeah. Initials KM.
Keith Moon.
Yes. Yeah, he broke a lot of drums.
Yep. Wow. Yep. He was all over the joint, just like Animal. Drumming. Jerry Garcia was the lead singer of what rock group?
Grateful Dead.
The Grateful Dead. See how everybody jumps on that one.
I have a Jerry Garcia necktie now. Actually, two
Very
of them.
Nice. Yeah. That's right. The design
stuff.
Singing
Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Oh, no. It's Jerry Garcia.
That's right. Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Kurt Cobain, Jim Morrison. They were exactly the same age
28
when they passed away. It wasn't 28, it was 27.
27, okay. Wow.
27 years old. Apparently that's enough to fit in some life-changing music.
Pure pressure.
What is unique about all five of Boston's albums?
Unique? They all sound alike.
Is there something about the title?
Album art? What is unique about, I mean, what's the thing they have in common would be a better way to phrase the question.
Is it like
Boston 1, Boston 2, Boston 3?
It's printed on vinyl.
No?
They were recorded in Chicago.
It has to do with the cover art.
They've got UFOs?
Yeah, spaceships. Yeah. They all have spaceships on the
What was, you know, ELO had that too. Do you guys remember the controversy when ELO would play piped in music and people had a hissy fit?
Really? I don't remember those.
Because it was pre-recorded.
Oh,
because they didn't have orchestra with them at all times.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. Very interesting. Electric Light Orchestra, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember things. What group was Michael Bolton a member of before his solo career?
Wham?
No, that's the sound effect you
the
want
missing
him to
member.
Have.
Missing member.
The Fifth Beatle.
Yeah.
Before he sang a song about pirates. We've all seen the pirate video by
him. I just think of Michael Bolton from the movie Office Space.
Right, but that's not this Michael
Jason,
Bolton.
You might laugh. He's also got a softball instructional video.
Michael Bolton?
Yeah, he does. He's a big softball player. Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty crazy.
I have no idea.
Not that I watched it or anything.
But listening to him sing gives me a sore throat.
He also did those Honda commercials, too. Yeah.
So the name of the group he was in is a very popular, you don't need very many cards to play, Vegas gambling game.
Blackjack
was the name of the group he was
Never
in, yes.
I think sure once everybody he cut his remembers. Hair, he lost all his power.
Yeah.
Like Samson.
Except for the ability to make fun of himself. And when we think about that, we'll take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
Dong!
Jesuits calling.
Dong! The University of Detroit Mercy presents Ask the Professor from Tom's Tavern.
Dong!
Yay!
10093 West 7 Mile Road in Detroit. And we thank the management and all involved.
Hey, Abel!
Even letting us into this place.
That's right.
My gosh.
Ah.
Thank you very much.
The Tom's Tavern chimes. Ring in another session.
From this program. Where am I in my script? This is that radio program where you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edmund DeWint, and today we have almost the whole regular panel with us, and of course the regular irregular panelists too. And people are coming in the door, and it's just marvelous. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, the chair of that department, Professor George Pickering.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here, as always.
It's always a pleasure
to have
you.
I mean, it's even more of a pleasure when they were serving Jamesons.
And on George's right, from the Department of Mathematics, Professor Dan Maggio.
Good afternoon.
He's our regular, sometimes regular, member of the panel. Whatever.
Regular guest.
That's right.
Right.
More math questions.
More math courses, that's right. Many more math courses. Require RAM math courses. On his right, from the Department of History, Professor Greg Sumner.
Nice to be here, Edwin.
And you're wearing a baseball cap backwards.
Thank
you. That means you're a moron.
Anyway. I'll get you for that.
He doesn't want to be called a redneck. That's all it means.
Right. From the Department of Theater and Performing Arts, Arthur Beer.
That was a lovely occasion, and I'm glad I could come. Thank you.
Should we get him a chair?
That corned beef went straight to his head.
We'll do it every time.
And we're back. Fantastic questions. Thank you, A-Dub, for sending in these questions about 70s music. I've certainly noticed by some of the T-shirts that you wear that you're into that. We'll have to tell me sometime how someone from your generation... got into this kind of music. In their 1974 hit song, Golden Earring described what kind of love?
Radar love.
Radar love.
Radar love.
Yes. One of Quiet Riot's biggest hits was a cover of Come On, Feel the Noise. Which band originally performed that song? It's almost everybody
British
attributed
band.
To them.
I can hear it, but I can't figure it
out. The Who?
No. Yeah, Come On, Feel the Noise. Noise with a Z.
Not Spinal Tap.
That was the 80s.
It's a one-word band title with the letter S at the beginning. I'm not sure if I've ever heard of this band before, but I knew it was a cover for some reason. It says here the correct response is Slade. Do you guys know Slade?
Oh, yeah. They had a couple hits in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Slade with a D?
Slade. S-L-A-D-E. Yep.
I shall remember that.
We will move. We'll move on. Dear profs, I hope spring has started thawing you out in Detroit. I've seen the Weather Channel reports on your area, and it's looked cold and grim. But I think there'll be a nice warm up due your way soon.
Yeah.
No matter how cold,
maybe for
Time
a day.
Time magazine said we're had the most miserable winter of any city.
Yes. Yeah. No matter how cold it gets, though, rest assured it's still better than a little earthquake we had in these parts last week. I cannot dress appropriately for an earthquake.
It's called a hard hat.
Yes. Rather than lament about weather and potential natural disasters we can't do much about, I'd rather come up with some more questions for the show. It's been far too long. I don't even recall when I sent the last batch of questions. Either way, please enjoy the following 20 questions, and I hope they prove challenging. Warmest greetings from Frank Burrows of Valencia, California. So let's take a look at what Frank's put together here. What is Thousand Island dressing named after?
The Thousand Islands in New York?
Yes, on the St. Lawrence River. Yep. There are 1,864 islands in the Thousand Islands chain.
I did not know that.
That is weird stuff. So
I've
you've seen them before.
I've been on one of them.
You've been on one of them, but you've seen them.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them I hear are like as big as this table, basically.
Right.
That is so weird.
And do they have lots of dressing on them?
Yes.
You know,
does it grow wild?
I just skipped the dressing.
You do?
Yeah.
I think Thousand Islands is kind of gross.
It's good.
I was a kid, I loved it.
Catalina.
Oh,
isn't it the same as Russian dressing?
Okay.
No, Russian dressing's darker and more tomato-y.
Thousand Islands on Big Mac, isn't it?
Yeah,
basically.
Special sauce. Oh, no, a secret sauce.
Special.
Who is the first scientist who was knighted by the crown?
First scientist.
Come on, science people.
Isaac Newton.
Darwin.
Isaac Newton.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Awesome.
Isaac Newton. 1705 is when he was knighted. So I'm guessing as a result of the knighting, he was given quite a nice tomb. Probably the coolest tomb in Westminster Abbey.
Oh, that's right. He is in there.
He is.
Sure.
That was after he was appled.
Right.
Yes.
And how that definition has changed.
Yes.
There is a Major League Baseball venue that serves up what's called a pulled pork parfait. Which is it?
Kansas City?
Carolinas?
Kansas City?
Not the Carolinas.
Milwaukee.
Kansas City.
It's Milwaukee. It's Miller Park.
Wow.
It's meant to look like an ice cream sundae, including mashed potatoes as the ice cream. Chocolate sauce is the sauce-drenched pork, and the chives are sprinkles.
No.
Sounds pretty good
Sounds
right
like
now.
Sounds like a heart attack waiting to happen.
Yeah. I'll take the mashed potatoes.
Sure.
Well, I'll eat the pulled pork.
Me too, but all right. Chives on it.
Is it on a cone then, or what?
Perfect.
Is it in a cone? You've seen these pizza cones. That's porn. That's all I've got to say. The pizza cone is like a real thin flatbread pizza, and they got it now where they cook it into a cone shape. So you can put stuff inside it and eat it like that.
Where do you get these?
I don't know. But there's like a cone making machine you can buy. I don't know. It's
that sounds good.
What held what? Who held the nickname Kid Dynamite and the baddest man on the planet?
Jimmy Walker?
Nope.
Was it from that show?
I was thinking JJ. Yeah.
No, it was not from that show.
Yeah,
that's nice. So it's a musician?
The baddest man on the planet. No, it's a sports figure.
Oh,
Muhammad Ali?
Nope, but you're in the right sport.
Charles Barkley?
Nope.
Joe Lewis?
Not Joe Lewis.
Mike Tyson.
Oh. Mike Tyson was Kid Dynamite, yes, when he was still a kid and not a crazy person who collects doves. Yes.
I like Jimmy Walker better.
Yeah, Jimmy Walker.
Dynamite.
Three cities in the history of the United States have built Chevy Corvettes. What are they?
Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Bowling Green, Kentucky is correct.
St. Louis.
St. Louis, Missouri is correct.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Flint, Michigan is correct.
Wow.
That was great.
But I did go to high school and college in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Is that where the Corvette Museum is that had the sinkhole? Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's 2 miles from my parents' house.
Ooh. Wow.
Too close?
Are they scared?
My parents are not scared because they've always known ever since they moved there that a sinkhole could swallow up their house any day. So why start being scared now?
Oh, so they're into sinkhole chic. They're just ready at all times.
The whole place is just, Mammoth Cave is so close. Oh, it's only, 30 minutes north. And that's the largest underground cave system in the world. So you know that there's caves underneath everything. Mm-hmm. So
we've got salt mines underneath us.
That's
so
true.
We might sink any moment, too.
Mm-hmm. I beg your pardon. I'm sitting on a swamp.
Of your own making.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
I'm wondering if my Royal Oak brethren know that there was a giant sinkhole that opened last Wednesday down 11 Mile.
Really?
Right in front of Monzo Eye Care.
Was it actually a sinkhole or actually a pothole?
It was gigantic.
Yeah.
And it could have swallowed three cars, they said.
Really?
So it could have been either.
Question is still pretty valid.
Yeah, it could have been either. After this winter.
I was somewhat sarcastic, but
major props to Kendra for grabbing all three of those responses. In what year were mechanical targets used in the Olympic biathlon? What was the first year that they were using something that was other than...
What did they use prior to it? Like live targets?
Glasses.
Bunnies?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you, Stephanie. It was 1980, Lake Placid. The ones where they automatically registered whether they were hit or not, basically.
Yeah. What did they do prior to that? Would they have a guy with
paper,
a flag?
And they had to go look at them.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah.
What is the highest grossing movie musical of all time? I find this number... I'm sorry, Frank. A little bit dubious, but we'll go with it.
Movie musical.
Oh,
Sound of Music?
Chicago.
Not Sound of Music. Oklahoma. Not Chicago. Not Oklahoma.
Lady?
It's a one-word title.
Rent?
Not Rent.
Oklahoma.
Not a movie.
No Cats? No Wicked?
So we're talking about the movie box office?
The movie version of it.
The movie version of it.
I'm planning to get some fish and chips for dinner, and so I might be concerned from a nutrition standpoint about the...
Grease.
Oh, heart attack?
Yes.
Oh,
of course.
What I think is interesting is that it says here that it took in $400 million worldwide, and I'm like, I just read in the paper yesterday that Disney's Frozen took in $393 million over the last few months, maybe that's going to be...
Frozen considered a musical?
It's an animated musical.
It's an animated musical.
It's not really a musical.
Yeah.
Right. You're going into grumpy mode.
Yeah, that's only a musical.
I'm tired.
How would you like it if someone like an apple off of you?
Yeah, animated musical.
Very funny. Sorry, Dan. You are humble and lovable. What animal is the most common carrier of rabies modern times?
Professors.
Raccoons. Are the most common carriers of rabies. We have a microbiologist in the room. I think that's common knowledge, right, Stephanie?
Oh, I thought you were. I was going to say, you look pretty much...
Ignore everything I just said.
I'm an immunologist.
Immunologist.
People are getting
immunologist. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. So embarrassed. What world leader was born on 21 April 1926?
World leader.
Currently existing and reigning world leader.
The Queen? Queen Elizabeth?
The Queen. Sorry. Queen Elizabeth II.
Not the mom. Yes. She died.
Mom. mom died.
She could have been born on that day.
Mom was born.
Trying to be British.
It's time for us to say goodbye, Professor Hocus.
Goodbye.
Professor Roach.
Yeah. Later.
Professor Roach.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Maggio.
Have a great week.
Professor Evans.
Toodaloo.
Professor Conant.
Goodbye.
Professor Tubbs.
Farewell.
And Professor Manica.
Bye, bye, bye.
Now these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
While we are taking a break, let's simply push the fact that we are at Tom's Tavern at 10093 West 7 Mile in Detroit, Michigan. And it is a great neighborhood tavern. It's been here since 1928. And it's still going strong. It has a wonderful ambiance.
Warm, friendly,
intimate. You name it.
Intimate is the operative word.
What else can we add?
Tilted floors.
White
tilted
floors.
That's right. That's right.
Last joint.
They don't have matchbooks. That's the only deficit that I see.
They have. Their names just out today.
And they don't revolve. You do.
That's right.
This thing does not revolve.
So remember, Tom's Tavern. When you're thirsty, when you're hungry, when you're lonely, whatever, Tom's Tavern.
And normally those go together.
Well, speak for yourself anyway. Right.
When you really need a date. Yeah.
Where desperate people gather.
Oh, my gosh. My gosh, they've been here since before 1900.
Oh, really?
Wow.
This building has been standing here.
They've had one owner since 1926 to 1991.
It was a stagecoach stop.
That is marvelous.
Wow. And it was still serving liquor during Prohibition, right?
I'll be behind.
Yeah, I'll be behind.
In the castle.
That was
the only way to do
be.
It. All right. Yay. Thank you very much.
This is an institution that knew there was a higher law.
Yes.
That I don't know.
That's the Jesuit tradition.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
I don't want to just read the book. I want to write the book.
I don't want to just work for the company. I want to own the company.
I don't want to just live in the building. I want to design the building.
To some, those might sound like rather lofty goals, maybe a little out of reach.
I don't want to drive a sports car. Well, I do. I want to engineer one.
At University of Detroit Mercy, those are the people we want, the big thinkers, the dreamers, because those are the people who make things happen, great things, for themselves and others. And if you're one of them, either just out of high school or ready to transfer, UDM will make it happen for you. Call 1-800-635-5020 today or apply online at www.udmercy.edu. It's not too late.
I don't want to just hope for the cure. I want to discover the cure.
University of Detroit Mercy. We want great things for you.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Adam Winbigler, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.